Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 315 for May 18th, 2007. Sally the Safety Pig. And now, get ready for Dick. One would think that the longer days, the warmer temperatures would somehow make the gadget warehouse less of a dark, damp, and chilling realm. But it isn't so. No, there is nowhere more terrifying than the place gadgets go to die. Dick's Gadget Warehouse. Step with us now into the creaky old elevator. Will it go up or will it go down? One never knows. Oh, it's going up today. Let's head down the hall, open the door, and there he is, Dickie D, with another gadget for us today. Hello, Richard. How are you?
I'll be here. That was the long. They get longer every time. They get longer.
It's a game for me now to see how long I can go.
I love them. I love them.
I'm just adding and adding and adding.
It's great.
Well, hi, Dick. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Happy Friday. I always love Friday.
Oh, I do, too.
Because, you know, Friday means tomorrow is the radio show, tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah, and Sunday, right?
Yeah.
You're on.
Yeah, I'm on 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, it's going to be a weekly GizWiz. We take one of the objects. We don't make up a new gadget. We just take one of the gadgets that we've done all this week, and we put it on the radio show.
Yeah. How many stations are you up to?
I don't know. It's getting bigger and bigger. We're now in all, many of the major markets. We're in Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Antonio, St. Petersburg. I mean, everywhere you could go.
And Houston, and this
Houston because of Continental Airlines.
Yeah.
We keep adding more stations. Of course, satellite, too, XM Channel 152. Saturday and Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, live on XM and on many of your favorite talk radio stations.
Do you have
your
own website for the station?
I do, techguylabs.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we got our
own. the new show is The Lab with Leo.
That's the TV show.
That's the TV show.
And
is it thelabwithleo.com? Is that
That's
what that
the
is?
Lab with Leo.com.
Okay. And is it Lab with Leo or just Lab
either
with Leo?
Lab with Leo or The Lab. Yeah, we decided to splurge and get both.
You know what? That's good.
Pay a little extra for The.
Yeah.
Extra $5.
I do that with I'm the GizWiz. And I also took Annapolis University, just in case people
accidentally mistyped the GizWiz. Oh, look, I mistyped it, but fortunately it came right up.
To tell you, one of my favorite jokes on The Simpsons is that the newscaster says, M&M and 3M are merging to start a new company called International Teledyne.
You knew where that joke was going.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I figured I better take AnnapolisUniversity.com because...
You never know. Because International Teledyne was taken. So, in all of this, I've completely lost the train of thought.
Okay, well, we're doing a gap. We're doing warehouse.
What are we doing?
Fraud.
Where am I?
Okay.
Who are you?
Now, it turns out my warehouse gadget... Well, I cannot get Sally to work anymore. So this is a plea for help. The gadget is, and you probably didn't see her. She was sitting behind
Did
Bubba.
She used to be a receptionist? Is she,
no.
Is she dead now?
It's Sally the Safety Pig.
Of course. What
Sally,
was I thinking? Oh, that's Sally.
Thinking?
Sally the Safety Pig.
Sally the Safety Pig. Sally says it's very clever. Sally the Safety Pig is a little plastic pig, probably a little smaller than a kid's piggy bank, with a very long tail.
Aww.
The long tail hangs down.
Oh, so you trip over it, and then Sally says.
No. Oh. So the long tail hangs down into the bathtub.
Oh.
Sally's hindquarters come off. Okay.
Please don't say things like that when I'm taking a drink. The water shot straight
so
out of my nose.
So you can set her
temperature. Wait a minute. Her hindquarters come off?
Yeah, her hindquart has come off.
I knew a girl
where
like
you'll
that
find
once.
A digital readout.
Oh, but she didn't have a digital readout.
You set for anywhere from 99 to 120 degrees.
Okay. And then how hot the tail's going to get?
No. No. That's when to tell her at what point to
she
squeal.
Squeal, of course.
Okay. Then so you put her rump back on. Okay. You attach her rump back on. And you drop a tail in the water. And at the temperature that
it's too
you
bad
set,
you don't have Wally the safety camel.
Oh, you know what?
You could take his hump off.
I may.
You may?
I may have that somewhere.
Chucky, the safety camel.
Okay. However,
so you dip her tail in the water. I'm getting the picture now. You dip her tail in the water, and depending on what temperature you set her rump to, she will squeal if it's too hot.
Yes, it's too hot. So now you know not to put the baby in.
Or,
and the baby loves the pig because it's cute.
You could just touch the water, but that would be too easy.
Oh, if you're a gadget person, you want to be you don't want to be caught dead doing that.
Sally, the safety pig.
What are you going to do? Trust your own senses?
Oh, heaven forfend. Never.
And go, oh, that's hot. Oh, really? What degree are we talking about?
I'll squeal for you.
Yeah.
Jeez, just stick your toe in. You'll hear a squeal. Ow!
Yeah, but at what degree? What digitally? What is your toe set for?
We don't have a digital toe. I just have, well, it's a digit, but it's not digital.
Oh, that was very good.
Yeah.
That was very good.
Yeah.
However, in doing a web search, I found now on Amazon.com.
Is Sally back?
Sally is being sold by Mark's Fun Store, but he only has two of them.
Hurry.
So hurry, because I don't know if my Sally isn't working because I'm pushing the buttons in the wrong sequence and I cannot find Sally's instructions. So if anybody spends $17 and buys Sally the safety pig, would you email me the instructions? I've put new batteries in her. She takes two double A's.
Huh.
And
So Sally the safety pig is not working.
Is not working. So I'm not sure. I put a tail in all kinds of water. Nothing. Checked, ran the batteries through a battery tester. The batteries are good. Huh. Did the polarity. I took her rump off, turned the batteries around, put her rump back on. 0, 0, 0.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Sally's coming up dead. Dead in the water, as they say.
So if Sally and Safety Pig appeals to you, go to Amazon.com. And if you buy one, please email the instructions so I can find out if my Sally's bit the dust.
Only two left in stock.
Only two.
Yeah. If you really care about Dick, you'll be one of the first people on your block to go to Sally the Safety.
No. If you have a kid and you're interested in digital readouts, I don't want you to spend $17 just on my stick. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait.
Today is Friday.
It is.
Okay. We have to.
Oh, we have winners.
Well.
Oh, wait a minute. This is the last day.
We have to, this is midnight
on Friday.
Yeah, I know. We have to tell, because.
I'm confused.
Yeah. We're confused because I'm going to the National Hardware Show in a few hours. And just as I get back, you're going to Canada.
So we're taping this weeks ahead is what we're saying.
Right. What happened is we had to get 2 weeks ahead so that people wouldn't have to hear encore performances, which we threatened to play at some point.
Someday we will, but not
someday
today.
Someday we will.
Not this time.
So what happened is I can tell you, Leo, I can tell the audience what the word is, but we still have another 2 days for entries to come in. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So by the time this plays back, the contest
will be over. So you can tell us now what the word is, because this will never leak out.
Okay, very good. I have to tell the people one other thing. I called you up and I said, Leo, if you were making up the word for this contest, what word would you pick? And do you remember what you said?
I said, did I say LED? I said LED.
You did. Okay. And the word I had picked was sponsor.
Sponsor.
Because we're always
begging.
Right.
Constantly
Leo,
begging.
Out of 12, well, the first when I first called you, 700 people had entered. No one said sponsor.
What?
I was starting. No one.
Wow.
No one. Hundreds of Tostinos.
Now, of course, 100.
The LED.
And the irony is, that's not even the name of the product.
No, I know. We said no proper names. And we got hundreds of Tostinos.
And not one LED?
No. Well, now
everybody knows you like LEDs.
So, yes. Since then, we've gotten two sponsors. So this is what we're doing.
Okay.
The two people who said sponsor, and if anyone else does by the time the contest officially,
which could be more, we don't know.
We don't know. They're going to get two prizes. They're going to get a hardware prize if they live in the U.S. and a software prize. Because out of thousands, only two people said sponsor.
Wow.
Everybody who said LED will win a prize. And if anything's left over, people who said gadget or gizmo, we're just going to arbitrarily pick out of a hat and send them prizes. Because on one show, I said, it's not gizmo or gadget. I don't know. We were kidding around. But it was very funny. People insist on one word being, I'll be here. Tostino's pizza rolls. The letter of the day. Is the one word Turn to Table Tuesday?
Of course it is. Hyphenated. No. So just to recap,
I think
I've made this more convoluted than it needs to be.
Okay.
We picked sponsor, but up until recently, nobody else picked sponsor.
That's right.
Two people have now.
You to pick a word.
And I picked at random, because I hadn't seen the entries, I picked LED. So we're going to, of course, everybody who says sponsor is going to win automatically, but we need more winners. So second place prizes go to people who say LED.
That is correct.
Which some would say is not a word, it's an abbreviation.
Well, but the thing is, at least 25 people already have said LED.
We do want to give away these great prizes, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if we don't, at some point, people who said gadget and gizmo, we're going to, whatever's left over, we're going to put it in a hat and we'll send those people the prizes. We're not keeping anything for ourselves. Unless you wanted something. Did you want something?
I don't want it. We need not keep anything for ourselves. God knows I have enough stuff as it is.
Okay.
I'm ready to have a giant garage sale.
Ooh.
The last one we had, my wife insisted that we do a dollar sale, even though I had stuff. A guy got a palm for a dollar. I mean, all sorts of stuff.
Off the tree in your backyard?
Yeah, palm. Yeah, no, a Palm Pilot. You know, except it was more recent than that. It was like a recent one. Yeah, I mean, a ton
for
of stuff.
Dollar.
For a dollar. Because
I'll come out there.
I know. My wife didn't want to haggle. So we actually lost money, because the table, the rent that we rented for this cost more than the items we sold.
A business manager? I hope
no,
not.
No, God, no. Okay. I'm just thrilled, because we did get rid of a lot of stuff. But I probably could have made a little more money on it. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Dick, let me play the letters jingle, because I think it's time for a letter. What do you say?
I say play.
All right, and so do I. That's that for Stalin. You should have seen those jingle zingers come running back in from their cigarette breaks. Man,
I can't believe they still smoke.
I know,
unbelievable.
It's so retro.
Yeah.
That's all right. They'll all be dead soon.
Let's see, Mike Gunn from
San Francisco.
I shouldn't
say that. I apologize right now.
What did you just say? It's so retro?
I said, no, never mind. I'm going to.
Okay.
I apologize for saying such. So it's just a rude thing.
Oh, okay. Mike Gunn from San Francisco. We know him, right? Mike Gunn?
Sounds familiar. Unless I'm thinking of Peter Gunn. Go ahead.
Let's use that for all of this.
Yeah, no, let's not. Go ahead.
Right.
Read the line.
Okay. Dick and Leo, I love the trips down memory lane, especially about the old modems. I'll never forget the first time I went online with my Commodore 64 and my free 300-board modem that I got from Quantum Link, which was the precursor to America Online.
Oh,
I signed on to CompuServe and watched in amazement.
I remember this. Yeah.
Text appeared magically on the television screen my computer was hooked to. As I watched the text coming across the screen, I said, wow, that's faster than I can type.
But barely.
Barely, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, it's very funny. People love Warehouse Friday because it just brings back so many memories. The really funny thing, though, is really I keep getting emails go, so how come you never talked about the Commodore 64? It's because I don't have one in my warehouse.
It's only stuff like Sally the Safety Pig that he actually has.
Now, if Sally the Safety Pig had used a Commodore 64 or asked me for one, it would have been here.
Whatever Sally wants, Sally gets. Yes.
Are you going to sing that too?
Or no.
I hope no. Okay, thank you.
I'm enough singing for the show today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I have nothing to say. I just said
All right. That means
nothing.
It means time to go.
Yes, it is time to go. And wow, I can't believe the weekend came so fast. Maybe that's because we're recording this on Monday. But in any event, that could have something to do with it. In any event, it is time for the weekend. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, Mr. D.
The same.
Have a safe trip to Florida.
Vancouver.
Yes,
yep,
you too.
You.
And we'll adjourn, but we will reconvene on Monday morning, bright and early, with another great gadget. We will see you then. Bye bye, Dick.
Bye. I'll be here.
D A I L Y. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.